BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Captain of 50.
After Ahab died, his son Ahaziah became king of Israel. A short time later, he broke through a wooden rail and fell to the ground from the second floor of his house. He was seriously injured, so he said to his servants, "Go ask the god Beelzebub if I'll recover from this." The angel of the Lord told Elijah to stop the servants and give them a message for the king. So Elijah stopped the servants along the road and said, "There is a God in Israel, so why are you taking this question to Beelzebub? Here is the Lord's answer for the king. You won't get up from your sick bed. Instead, you're going to die." The servants went back. When King Ahaziah saw them, he said, "Why have you come back?" They told the king about the man who stopped them and gave them a message for their master. When the king heard the message, he said, "What did the man look like who told you this?"
He was a hairy man with a leather belt around his waist.
"Oh, I know who that is. That's Elijah."
So King Ahaziah sent 50 soldiers to get Elijah. When they got to where he was staying, the prophet was sitting on top of an embankment. The captain of the men yelled up to him,
"Man of God, come down! I have orders to take you to the king." Elijah said, "If I am a man of God, fire will come out of the sky and kill you and your 50 men." Suddenly a fireball fell from the sky and killed the captain and his men. So the king sent another 50 soldiers to get Elijah. When they got to where he was staying, the prophet was still sitting at the top of the embankment. The captain of the men yelled up at him, "Man of God, come down! I have orders to take you to the king."
Elijah said, "If I am a man of God, fire will come out of the sky and kill you and your 50 men." Another fireball fell from the sky and killed the captain and his men. Once again, the king sent 50 soldiers to get Elijah. When they got to where he was staying, the captain of the men fell to his knees in front of Elijah. He said, "Man of God, please let my life and the lives of these 50 servants of yours be precious in your sight. Fire came down from heaven and killed the first two captains, as well as the 50 men that were with each of them. But this time, let my life and the lives of these men be precious in your sight." The angel of the Lord said to Elijah, "Go with them. You'll be safe." So he got up and went with them. When he saw King Ahaziah, he said, "This is a message from the Lord. You could have asked me anything you wanted, and I would have answered. But no, you sent your messengers to Beelzebub. Therefore, you'll not get up from your sick bed. Instead, you'll die." It happened just like Elijah said. King Ahaziah died. He didn't have children, so his brother Joram became king of Israel.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.